There it is, the Rosie Rooster. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We have the whole team here ready to answer any question you might have about landscape and gardening in the garden hour of Rosie on the House. And in particular, we're focusing today on trees. You call us with the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. With two special guests in the studio, let me have Romy, my co-host and son, introduce the rest of the team.
Yes, sir. We have John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
As always.
Beautiful day. Great.
Oh, my goodness. It's a gorgeous day. You know, when you think, especially if somebody has ever come into Arizona on I-10 or I-8 from California, you wouldn't think of Arizona as a tree state.
You could doubt it. You could doubt it for the first few miles, that's for sure.
Most of the trees that are out on that stretch of road look more like bushes than trees, don't they?
Creosotes.
Big old creosote flat. But we have some record trees in Arizona, and we have plenty of native trees. We have a huge variety of trees, being as we've got the nice sea level Yuma climate all the way up to the San Francisco peaks at 14,000. It brings a huge variety into Arizona. And we've got John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service celebrating his 25th year in business, doing his arborist work and tree servicing through the Maricopa County area. Welcome this morning, sir.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Our pleasure as always. When we talk trees in Arizona, what are some native tree favorites?
I think the Palo Verde's got to be, it's our state tree. It's ubiquitous here in the Phoenix area and all around the state. It covers the hillsides, the little foothill Palo Verde. Then the blue Palo Verde likes a little more sandy, a little lower area along rivers and wherever there's some seasonal water. And it probably is the favorite tree, I think, for our area.
The Palabrea. There's a variety.
Blue Palo Verde. Now, Palabrea is not a native. Oh, you said native tree.
Okay. The Palabrea is the thornless hybrid. No. All right.
There's a hybrid Palo Verde that's the thornless.
Okay.
Palabrea is not thornless. It's also called Sonoran Palo Verde, but it's a hybridized variety. It's my favorite Palo Verde, the Palabrea. I think it has the best character. I think it has the best of both worlds. It has the character of a blue Palo Verde. It grows relatively fast, has a nice canopy. I'm not a huge hybrid fan. I know they're thornless. I know people like them. I think they break very easily. I think they grow too fast almost. They're going to be tend to breaking a little bit, but they're a pretty tree. So if I had to pick a Palo Verde, I'd pick the Palabrea, as mine. But I think if you wanted my favorite native tree, would be the, you know, the live oaks in southeastern Arizona, and we grow our own version of live oaks, you know, here in the valley, and it's my favorite landscape tree as well.
They are beautiful, and if you've ever been to Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road just south of Thomas, y'all have a gorgeous one right there that on the
signature
south
live
side.
Oak, yeah. Yeah, right in the middle of the nursery. It's gorgeous.
What are some other trees that are common in not only Arizona native, but some landscapes? I mean, you drive around, and unless you really take time to look at the trees, you don't realize just how many different varieties are planted from one to the next. What are some of the trees that y'all specialize in?
Well, because there's available water here in the Phoenix area, we are host to a wide plant palette. We have a tremendous selection of plants from Africa, from South America, from Mexico. You know, we've got just a great selection here because our almost year-round growing season, plus the water, gives us a chance to grow just about anything. I think some really popular landscape trees are your elms. We have a lot of ash. We've got, of course, a lot of Australian trees, eucalyptus, which have done really well here over the years and are pretty popular plants. Nurseries sell a lot of those. Our customers like them. You know, a lot of landscapes, homeowners as well as businesses like immediate impact. So they want trees that are fast growing, achieve their landscape purpose quickly. So a lot of those trees I just mentioned are pretty fast growers, and they reach their potential quickly. That being said, the faster you grow trees, the more maintenance usually, the higher litter, and you have to take that into consideration that you have enough room to be sure you can plant one of those fast growers.
We get asked, you know, how many times have you had to answer the question, John? We got John and John. We're going to have to do Jay and John today.
There you go. Jay's fine.
How many times have people called the show and said, I need a clean tree for a pool?
Well, almost every show and almost every day at the nursery, they want a fast-growing, clean tree that doesn't need any water.
I'll take two.
Yeah, have you
two. When you find,
I want to develop it. I want the patent on it. Yeah.
Do you recommend them? You know, you're a candidate for one of those cell phone towers.
Exactly. You know, there really isn't such a tree. Trees all lose leaves, whether they're a deciduous tree and they lose all of their leaves, you know, about this time of year, you know, over the course of maybe a month or 6 weeks, or they lose them, you know, like live oaks in the spring. You know, they're messy for a month or so. They kind of molt, I call it, like birds. They slough all their old growth as they're putting on or getting ready to put on all their new growth. And trees are different, but they're constantly doing that. Trees that are evergreen, that are growing, as John said, almost year-round, are also, you know, when they grow, they lose old leaves. So they're losing leaves and replacing leaves all the time. The bigger the tree, the bigger the mess, because the more leaves there are. So if you want something that's going to create shade, you're going to have a little bit of litter. I think the litter problem became a bigger problem and becomes a bigger problem as we have more and more granite or gravel as our landscape, as opposed to turf. When people had big turf areas, you just mow leaves up. It's not really an issue. But people, especially if they buy the really nice big 3/4 screened or 1-inch screened decorative rock, leaves are a problem. That big rock's a problem trying to clean up out of that.
My neighbor has no problem. He just takes his blower and blows it over into my 3/4 decomposed granite.
So I'm also a big fan of quarter-inch minus decomposed granite, because it's a lot easier to
blow out of.
And the whole idea with litter is if you can collect it, if you can blow it and rake it and pick it up more easily. So the trees with a little bit larger leaves, like shoestring acacia, or even the Mexican Palo Verde, when the litter drops, it's real easy to rake it up, pile it up, and throw it away. And so around pools, you know, although we can't find a tree that doesn't have litter at all, we recommend trees that if the litter does get in the pool, it can be skimmed out easily. You don't want the little sweet acacias and mesquites around pools with very small leaves that end up cluttering and getting past your filter and you know, burning up your pump and things like that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And the Landscape and Garden, talking trees with John Eisenhower, and anything landscape garden related with Jay Harper. What does it mean to be a certified arborist? I mean, you hear that term all the time when people are talking tree professionals. But what does that mean to be a certified arborist?
Well, a certified arborist is someone who has met a certain educational plateau, if you will. They've done some studying. They've had to have passed a pretty rigorous test. I think the ISA says they have about a 40% pass rate the first time you take the test.
And the ISA is who?
The International Society of Arboriculture.
And they're the one that issued
this. They proctored the exam, yeah.
Okay. 40%
international. It's an international test, and it covers all aspects of tree work. If you find a certified arborist, you know that person's had at least a basic level of understanding of trees, and they've had to have passed a pretty difficult test.
And how many do you have on staff?
We have three on staff right now, and you know, to receive our accreditation through the Tree Care Industry Association, you're supposed to have one per 10 employees. We have about a ratio of about 1-3.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And how many trucks do y'all run?
We've got three crews plus a couple of other employees that do some other plant healthcare work for us.
Well, we appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us. It's Rosie on the House. And when we get back, we're going to break down the January tree topics. We've got a tree calendar that we're going to follow and what to and not to be trimming at this time of year. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348.